We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Chris Arps, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine. I got a complex. You said dumb and dumber as soon as I opened the door of the studio.
Completely by accident.
It's good to do intentional radio on
occasion.
Didn't
plan that at all.
I'm like, dumb and dumber. Are they talking about me?
How about slow and slower?
I think I'd rather be called dumb and dumber.
Late and later?
Late and later?
Hey, I want to
supposed to be here when the segment starts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm just kidding you, Tony.
I forgot to give
Tony Colombo.
Sue Thomas didn't give me my traffic update today.
He pulled a Tony Colombo on us. He got here late.
Exactly. Hey, can I send out congratulations to you and
to
Michelle Cox?
What for?
On the graduation of your daughter
law
school.
Thank you so much.
Hey, yeah. You think she can hook me up with some tickets? Take care of some
to what?
Well, first of all, we need to get her past the bar.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Then maybe she'll know where to go for that.
I need a ticket hookup.
So if you have a ticket hookup, will you be able to make it in time because you'll be able to go faster?
Oh, yeah. It's for you, Mark.
It's for you.
It's a
win-win.
Tough audience.
It's for you. So I can get here on time.
Yeah, you know, you go through 3 years of law school, you sweat all those exams, mm-hmm. you sweat the GPA, you do this, you do all that, you walk, you get your hood, and you officially have a law degree, but you can't practice law till that next exam, which is the big one, which they all dread.
Yeah.
So she's now in the process of studying for that starting this week, and the exam is in July sometime, and it's going to be a hectic couple more months before she knows if she can practice law.
That's a grueling practice. I've had a lot of friends that have gone to law school, and they tell me the first year that they just bog you down with so much reading and so much work to see, can you handle it?
Yeah.
Can you handle all of this work? And you have no life your first year. They bog you down with so much reading and studying.
Very true. That's very true. Yeah. She's happy to have that behind her, but now she just wants to get through the end of July.
Is she the first attorney in the Cox family?
First attorney that I know of in the Cox family. Yeah, on both sides. My wife's side and my side. So kind of a big deal.
Excellent.
Great.
Yeah. I don't have to hire an agent anymore. Just run this past my daughter.
It's like, this worked out for me really well.
What law is she going to practice? Do you know?
She wants to do corporate law, I think. Yeah. So.
Mergers, acquisitions.
Oh, sure, you know. Yeah. Managing the Cox Empire.
There you go.
Too bad I'm not related to the Cox Empire. 314-241-9797. Chris is going to hang around with us. And
don't forget, Biden deserted you. He's not from Pennsylvania. I guess he was born here, but he left you, folks. He left you for another state. Remember that, please. I meant to say that. This guy talks about, oh, I know Scranton, I know that. Well, I know the place is better. He left you for another state, and he didn't take care of you because he didn't take care of your jobs.
See, that's the type of stuff that drives me nuts.
Why?
Because Joe Biden left Scranton, Pennsylvania as a child. His parents moved to Delaware or whatever.
He claims he's a son of Pennsylvania, and that's his campaign slogan, is that he's a good old boy from Pennsylvania, but he left there as a child. That you can't claim to be you technically may have been born in that state, but you didn't develop or learn anything. I mean, he was gone.
Mark, I was born in Tyler, Texas in 1966.
I know my how father, you Texans
my
are.
My father was transferred to St. Louis, Missouri in 1968. I'm a Texan.
You're not a Texan.
I'm a Texan.
Wait, you were there for 2 years?
No,
two
you're
years.
Not. You're
I'm
not a Texan.
Texan. Sorry, Chris.
Nothing that happened there influenced your life.
As much as it pains me to agree with Mark.
even if your mother and your father from Texas and 80 to 90% of your family lives in Texas.
You're a Texan.
I'm a Texan.
Well, okay.
You have
whatever
roots
you choose
in Texas,
to believe. But I guess
about.
My point is, for Trump, that's low-hanging fruit because Joe Biden isn't a good old boy from Scranton, Pennsylvania, because he didn't develop anything that would help him in politics in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He lived in Delaware all of his life.
And I'm good for that. But to say, he left you. He doesn't care about it. He left as a child. Come on, Mr. President.
Well, maybe he was a thoughtless child.
Well, when he was adult, he could have made a choice to go back, and he chose otherwise.
Rude.
I know. Rude. How dare he?
Let me tell you this great article that I found in the New York Times this morning, and the times you'll hear me say that in my life are
yeah,
limited.
I was like, what, are you okay?
So listen to this. So the New York Times sent one of its reporters up to Cleveland, Ohio, Youngstown, to be exact, and they interviewed a guy named David Betras, who was the Democratic Party leader in Mahoning County, and he recently stepped down, but they went up and interviewed him because in 2016, mm-hmm. he sent a memo to the Clinton campaign, and he said, you need to pay more attention to Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan in the Rust Belt because these blue-collar voters should be easy wins for us. He didn't even hear back from the Clinton campaign. They didn't even acknowledge that he sent the memo. So they went back to talk to him, and they said, has anything changed? And he goes, no, it's the same problem. And he said, the problem is that the Democratic Party's lost its voice to speak to people who shower after work and not before work. All we're saying is that he won't turn over his tax returns. He's saying, I'm fighting China to get you better jobs. He said the people here in Mahoning County don't care about his taxes. They don't. And the Democrats have lost sight of that. I think he's making a great point. And when Donald Trump goes to Pennsylvania and says, what? Who the hell is Joe Biden telling you that he's one of you? He left you. I'm the one that's here fighting for your jobs. He's the one that gave you these awful, god-awful trade deals with Iran and Europe and China. Mm. So I think it's a winning argument.
I agree. And shameless plug for the weekend report. Last weekend we had Ryan Finley from the American Soybean Association on, and we were talking to him about these tariffs and how they're affecting the farmers. And, you know, the farmers, they supported the president or behind him. They are a little frazzled, a little disappointed with these tariffs because it's hurting their bottom line. But he said, you know, they want a trade deal, but the farmers are still sticking with the president because they understand that in the long run, this is better for them.
Well, and I would hope that they would, although I have read several articles that it's been really tough on a lot of farmers you know, are on the verge of losing their farms and businesses. And I mean, that's awful.
Yeah,
that's one of the unfortunate side effects of what he's trying to do here. It may take a little bit of time, but if we can level the playing field on trade, that is in the best interest of this country for the next 60 years, as opposed to leaving things the way they are and not wanting to go through a little bit of discomfort while we're trying to right the ship. It's a shame that this was, you know, had to be left the way that it was.
And it's unfortunate that, you know, some of our farmers are hurting because of this because of these tariffs. But if you are going to engage in a trade war like the president is, this is the best time to do it. When your economy is growing at 3%, you've got full employment. We can afford to take a little hit, and China can't.
Right.
And that's the leverage that we have right now.
Put on your hat from moveonup.org, which of course represents black conservatives. And tell me your opinion on this article about Bernie Sanders. I look at this headline and it says, this is the headline, Bernie Sanders holds up fried chicken leg for picture with black man in South Carolina. And there really is a picture of Bernie Sanders. Clearly it looks like the guy's maybe a food worker. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he did it. But somebody who is African-American put the tweet out and said, SMH, at Bernie Sanders needs new black advisors. Because he's trying to win the black vote, right?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I said, what that picture screams out to me is, Bernie doesn't have a lot of black people in his inner circle.
Somebody, you need more black friends.
Somebody would have been like, hey,
that's
Bernie,
not a great idea.
Come over here. I want to talk to you for a minute.
Taking
a picture with a black guy holding up a piece of fried chicken is probably not going to get you very far.
Hillary Clinton hot sauce in the purse moment. Stop doing that.
And you're just wondering, like, when are black folks just going to be insulted by that type of stuff? You know?
Yeah.
But the chicken.
Somebody tweeted out a picture of Bill Clinton during the 2016 election that said Bill Clinton came to the hood in Louisville and literally served fried chicken to black people. There's a picture of him doing that back in 2016.
Mark, it's okay because he was the first black president.
Oh, he was the first black president. How could I forget that?
Actually, he's just light-skinned it.
He's just light-skinned.
But he's the first black president.
You know, I wonder if Kamala Harris, I saw this poll yesterday. Fox had a poll out on the 2020 mm-hmm. Democratic presidential candidates, and it was Joe Biden at like 32%. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders was at around 17%. Then it was Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and then Kamala Harris was like fifth with 5% in this poll. And I wonder if the people who scream for diversity and all of this stuff in the Democratic Party aren't just scratching their heads as to how she's so far down. But I think that people, she's rightly been labeled as being so far to the left that people just aren't embracing her candidacy.
Well, and this too. I mean, people know who she is because she's kind of high profile. But tell me, can you remember the last time she's really made any news or has had a sustained news following or like a couple of days where we're talking about Kamala? It's here and there because she's a candidate, but she hasn't really had any sustained news stories.
She's
going
to use her executive order to ban guns.
Well, yeah.
I know that. She's going to sue companies that don't pay everybody equally. Wonder how that would work like on a sports team.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that all of the pitchers want to get paid as much as the best pitcher. I mean, it's just not things don't work that way in a capitalist society. You're paid based on your skill set.
Yeah, and those type of things don't really set her apart because all the Democrats
try to get to the left on that. That's sure. Hey, you want to hang around? Ackerman's going to come in.
I do.
We'll talk about the Blues.
I am a Blues fan.
Are you?
They
cool?
won more game, and I'm buying a Blues jersey.
Well, at least you're not like a Dallas fan or something.
Oh, probably.
That clinched it. They are now going
to
win.
No, I don't mean football. I mean the Stars.
Oh, you're not, no.
Okay, good.
I'm not a hockey fan. I'm a Blues fan.
Okay, good, good. What'd she say?
What? Did you
Gloria Allred? Yeah. You're having Gloria Allred on tomorrow?
Yep, that's
talk
what
about
I said.
Gender equity.
Don't worry about tomorrow's bump music at all.
Oh,
Gloria Allred's on when somebody's in trouble.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.